Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The modern emphasis on self-esteem has led to a generation which exhibits pride and haughtiness. Such an attitude is the very antithesis of what Christ taught his disciples and what he himself demonstrated, as can be seen in the foot-washing episode in John 13. If you want to know the Lord's attitude toward pride, please listen to these verses from Isaiah. The lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. Isaiah 2:11. And the mean man shall be brought down, and the mighty man shall be humbled, and the eyes of the lofty shall be humbled. Isaiah 5:15. No book of the Bible has so much to say about pride as does the book of Proverbs. One example will have to suffice today. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Proverbs 16:18. The Apostle Peter affirms very plainly, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. 1 Peter 5:6. The Greek word translated resist, antitasso, means to array or to arrange against. James uses the same Greek word in the following verse. But he gives more grace. Wherefore he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. James 4:6. When Paul preached to the Jews in the city of Corinth, the Corinthians opposed themselves and blasphemed. Acts 18:6. The word oppose is the same Greek word rendered resist. When men decide they know more than they do, or are better than they are going to be brought low. What better example could I give you than that of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, at the time the Jews were carried into exile? Nebuchadnezzar had built a mighty army in Babylon. He had constructed one of the most magnificent gardens in the history of the world, the Hanging Gardens of Eden, in honor of his wife, who had been reared in a rural setting. Apparently, he wanted to make her feel at home. Tragically, Nebuchadnezzar thought he had accomplished all these marvels on his own. The king said, "Is this not great Babylon, that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power, and for the honor of my majesty?" Daniel 4:30. How can a sinful mortal make that kind of boast? Did he not realize that he by himself was nothing? Nebuchadnezzar had to learn the hard way that one cannot boast of his goodness to the high heavens. While Nebuchadnezzar was boasting of his great works, a voice fell from heaven saying, "O Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is spoken, the kingdom is to depart from you, and they shall drive you from men, and your dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make you eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over you, until you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, and gives it to whomsoever he will." Daniel 4:31-32. The king of mighty Babylon was driven into the field like a cow. His hair was grown like the eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. Daniel 4:34. How tragic that so many of us have to learn our lessons about pride in such an ignoble fashion. Oddly enough, many of the Corinthian Christians took pride in the spiritual gifts which God had bestowed upon them. The Corinthians had not earned them. They did not deserve them. And yet they acted as if they were worthy of such great blessings. Paul asked them, "For who makes you to differ from another? And what do you have that you have not received? Now if you have received them, why do you glory as if you had not received them?" 1 Corinthians 4:7. My friends, it is dangerous to boast, to vaunt ourselves, to be proud. We thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.